If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What is the No Spin News all about?
You know that this is a fact-based analysis news program. You know that. We avoid speculation. We don't do conspiracies here. We don't do party politics here. We're not nonpartisan. That's wrong. Not that. Okay, we are advocates for a stronger America and a more just society. We don't believe in communism. We don't believe in socialism. We don't believe in nihilism. We don't believe in the progressive woke culture. We think it is un-American. We don't support that. So you should know what we are, and it would then crystallize what we do.
Listen to the No Spin News. Subscribe to Bill O'Reilly's podcast feed wherever podcasts are available.
Up next, Rob Smith is Problematic, part of the Gingrich 360 Network.
It only took a few days for the left's true endgame when it comes to Afghanistan to emerge, and it includes, surprise, surprise, importing tens of thousands of foreigners into the United States. Why am I not shocked? This is Rob Smith is Problematic. So Afghanistan is pretty much a disaster. This is a disaster that the world is seeing unfold on the world stage. I covered this ad nauseum in the last episode. So if you want my breakdown of exactly, you know, how we got here and how we got to this disaster that is going on, definitely check out that last episode. But for right now, as this situation escalates, and this is the first time I've ever really done a two-part podcast on one issue in the same week, because it seems like things are developing in different ways every single day. And for a moment, and it was a very brief moment, it really did seem like the conservatives and liberals were all aligned in how we felt about the disaster. It was very obviously a national security failure. The images that are coming out are completely embarrassing to the United States. It is one of the biggest disasters I have seen in my lifetime. Like I said, these images are shocking. Okay, they really are. And it seemed like we were aligned in how we felt about the disaster. And I knew that it wouldn't take too long for tribes to emerge. And so there's this way that you're supposed to feel about this if you're on the right, and there's this way that you're supposed to feel about it on the left. And I am not surprised that this fissure has now started when it comes to mass immigration and importing tens of thousands of these people here to the United States. And that didn't happen. So there's the call to evacuate Americans. And that is the right call, because we should be evacuating every single American that is overseas right now. Those are the people that we made the promise to. But now comes the clarion call that the left cannot resist. And this is the desire to deport tens of thousands of Afghanistan citizens into America. This is what they want to do. Now, the left never misses a chance to push for mass immigration and mass importing people from different parts of this world into this country. And one of the reasons why they can never resist this is, number one, they know that the kind of socialist welfare policies that they make the bedrock of their platform are very, very, very enticing to low-skilled people that come here from all aspects of the world, right? They know that these are things that are attractive to these people. And second of all, they are running out of American voters. And they were counting on the quote-unquote browning of America. They were counting on Latinos to carry them to the finish line. Surprise, surprise, Latinos are not voting for Democrats in the way that Democrats would love them to, you know, because Latinos, particularly Cubans, see socialism. They know how to point out socialism when they see it, and a lot of them fled. So now the left's end game is to import tens of thousands of people here all across the country. And this is not even talking about the southern border, where hundreds of thousands of people are coming across every single month, right? So I want you to listen to two things. First, I want you to listen to Jen Psaki spinning this situation in the press room, and there is a choice of words that she uses when she starts talking about safely exporting, you know, getting people out of Afghanistan, particularly Americans. And then I want you to listen to Tucker Carlson calling this out for what it really is. It's very important.
Our focus right now is undoing the work at hand and on the task at hand. And that is day by day, getting as many American citizens, as many SIV applicants, as many members of a vulnerable population who are eligible to be evacuated to the airport and out on planes.
Notice how she puts all three together. Americans, special visa applicants, vulnerable population. What the hell is that? You know who's vulnerable is Americans who are trapped in Afghanistan right now. They're American citizens. The American government exists to help American citizens, not to help vulnerable populations, whatever that is. That's a definition that changes depending on which interest group is in power. No, it's Americans. That's the point. It's the American government. But nobody cares. Our leaders are telling us that what really matters is importing tens of thousands of Afghan refugees into the United States before we've even evacuated all of the Americans who are stuck there. Now, keep in mind, these aren't just translators that they want to import, people who've loyally served the U.S. military or whatever. It's anybody in Afghanistan who wants to come here for the free health care. Who's in favor of this? Well, on the record, 46 U.S. senators, 43 Democrats, and 3 Republicans just called on the Biden administration to, quote, create a humanitarian parole category for, quote, Afghan women leaders, activists, judges, and other public figures to quickly and efficiently relocate to the United States. Brian Kemp, a kind of pathetic governor of Georgia, he's a Republican apparently, just announced he wants Afghan refugee camps in his state. Okay. So, of course, the media is completely in favor of this. They hate the population of the United States. CNN is accusing anyone who doesn't want this of being a racist. Though, by the way, have you seen the people who live in Afghanistan? A lot of them are whiter than I am. It's nothing to do with race. It has to do with putting American citizens first, period. But they don't get that. It's not even a category that makes sense to them. Politico this morning ran a symposium on how we can help Afghanistan as if we owe Afghanistan a lot. We've helped Afghanistan a lot. Not simply by spending more than $1 trillion there, where'd that money go? But also by letting an awful lot of Afghans move here. More than 100,000 special visas to residents of Afghanistan and Iraq in the past couple of decades. We've issued a total of 300,000 green cards to residents of those two countries. Now we're told that's not enough. We're just hard-hearted or something. We don't take enough immigrants. This country is getting so volatile and divided. Maybe we have a moratorium on any new people coming in until we can sort out our own problems, till we can learn to get along with each other. And after we have brought all of our Americans home.
So, you know, that's Tucker Carlson always making so much sense. And it's really a good point. And it's so funny because when I was thinking about doing this podcast, I was just watching a lot of this stuff. And I was like, oh, I was literally just waiting for what the left spin on this was going to be, and then we found it. So, look, and what this boils down to is this. Americans are never a priority for the left. Americans are never a priority for Democrats. And it's very shocking to see Republican senators and a Republican like Brian Kemp, they are so... They're like these puppies that want to be loved by the left. There is a certain breed of Republican out there that is, quote unquote, leader. These are senators. These are Republicans. These are even some Republican congressmen. And these are people that think that if they are somehow relatable to the left, if they become the respectable Republican, and basically by being a respectable Republican to the left is basically doing whatever they say. that these people are going to like them. And these people need to be primaried out of their positions, every single one of them. Get Kemp out of there. I know Vernon Jones is running for governor of Georgia. Get Kemp out of there. Get some of these Republican congressmen and women out of there. Definitely get any Republican senator that is siding with, you know, multiple Democrats in terms of, you know, creating some new categories so that we can just bring tens of thousands of Afghanistan citizens here. Get these people out of office, okay? There's something that happens when these people have been in a power for too long. They get disconnected, and they're really disconnected from the reality of what general American citizens really think about this kind of stuff. And there's the question here as to whether or not it is a good idea to import tens of thousands of people into this country who may or may not have a favorable view of America, right? And that is a very valid question, particularly when we're talking about a national security perspective. And asking that question does not make you racist. It does not make you a white supremacist. It does not make you xenophobic. It does not make you any of these things that the left has created to try to make you feel bad about asking actual questions about the types of people that are being imported into this country by the tens of thousands, which is what they want to do with this Afghanistan situation right now. And I want you to listen to, there is a deeply emotional argument that is always made when it comes to all of this stuff. And this is, you know what? We don't even need to talk about Ilhan. We don't even need to use Ilhan Omar. I was going to have you listen to her, but you know what? I'm not even going to do that. Because she went on MSNBC and it's just the same stuff. If, you know, if people are against this, they're racist, you know, we have a duty, we have a responsibility. It's just all of this stuff. What I want you to do is I want you to listen to Stephen Miller. This is somebody who takes a very hardline stance on immigration and worked in the Trump administration when it comes to these issues. These people have called Stephen Miller every name in the book. They've called him a Nazi and a white supremacist and all of the things that they call people who have an objection to mass importing tens and thousands of people into America. This is what he had to say about this entire situation.
Just to get to first principles here, the United States of America never, ever made a promise, written or unwritten, to the people of Afghanistan that if after 20 years they were unable to secure their own country, that we would take them to ours. That is nonsense. That has never been U.S. government policy.
But why do they keep saying that?
People are trying to retroactively declare that it is.
No, they keep saying it. It's been said all over cable. We made a promise. If we don't live up to our promise, it's very heart-wrenching. As a mom, it is heart-wrenching to see any suffering that's happening in Afghanistan. We're seeing suffering on the streets of Chicago. We're seeing suffering in Africa.
And in Syria,
everywhere.
And in Libya, and
horrific.
In Somalia. If the United States takes the policy that every person suffering under Sharia law has a right to live in the United States of America, we're going to need to make the room for about 500 million people.
Obviously, Stephen Miller is absolutely right about this. I think that what this entire situation goes to show, and what is going on here, is they have now created a left-right division when it comes to this crisis. And it comes to, and it's so funny, when you work in media and when you do this, so many of the most major, important, earth-shattering, sort of like America's future-defining conversations that we are having when it comes to media and politics right now, they all come back to mass immigration. They all come back to immigration, right? We've got the crisis that is happening on our border. By the way, the border is still a disaster. We will be, you know, talking about this Afghanistan for a couple of weeks, and the border will continue to be a disaster, and there will continue to be hundreds of thousands of people passing through the border every single month. The kids in cages, all that stuff, it's still happening, mind you. But all of these conversations that are happening in America right now, and in fact being mirrored in different places around the globe, have to do with mass immigration. So it is not surprising to me that in the worst moment of the Biden administration, this is the worst moment of this presidency, and this is not a presidency that has been filled with great moments, and by God, it's only been, what, 8 months? And it's very indicative of the left, whereas in the worst situation in this presidency, they shift back to pie in the sky rhetoric. They shift back to emotion. They shift back to the idea that we need to import tens of thousands of people, not Americans, into this country. And like I said, it is because Democrats cannot count on Americans to vote anymore. They cannot count on, they are losing more and more Americans every single year. So what they have to do is they have to import more people. And it is not a racist conversation. It is not xenophobic. It is not white supremacist. You're not a Nazi. You're not any of these things for actually questioning this and actually questioning what this does to the country that we live in. And here's the thing, folks. Depending on where you live, you may not see the results of this stuff, right? And I remember there was Rahim Kassan, I believe, he wrote a book called No-Go Zones about how there are basically no-go zones where there is like literally Sharia law on the streets in some places all across this country. There is one of them in Brooklyn. It was a good book. When you look at the places like, I was going to use Ilhan Omar, but I'm just so tired of her and I didn't even want to listen to what she had to say. But when you think about the place that she quote unquote represents from Congress, that this is a place where people do not speak English, everybody's on welfare, it's like a little Somalia, all of that other stuff. So you don't see this stuff now, depending on where you live, but you will start to see it over the coming years and over the coming decades in the United States, if we don't get a handle not only on our immigration system, but the conversation we have when it comes to bringing tens of thousands of people to this country. Like I said, it is unsurprising to me that in the throes of the biggest disaster, one of the biggest disasters America's ever seen, but certainly the biggest disaster of the Biden administration thus far, of which there have been many, that the conversation now comes to us taking in more immigrants, more immigration, more mass immigration. This is what Democrats want because they cannot win elections anymore and they cannot vote. They cannot count on American citizens to vote for them. But we're just going to see how this entire Afghanistan situation unfolds. And I'm going to tell you, it's probably not going to be pretty. Up next, an unintended consequence of the Afghanistan disaster. The media is actually starting to question the Biden administration.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This podcast is sponsored by Cloud Optimizer.
As a business owner or IT manager, are your cloud investment costs going up and you don't know why? It's time for Cloud Optimizer. As you migrate your business to the cloud, what you're spending and why you're spending it can get a little hazy. But Cloud Optimizer clears up the mystery and puts the cloud to work for you. Cloud Optimizer starts by analyzing usage patterns, right-sizing resources, leveraging discounts you may not be aware of, implementing automation, and much more. And by reducing unnecessary expenses and maximizing performance, Cloud Optimizer guarantees you a savings of 5 times what you spend for their service. As you utilize cloud-based services more and more, you don't have to lose sight or control of your spend. You can stay agile, streamline your costs, and optimize your performance, plus save significant money with Cloud Optimizer.
Make the cloud work for you with Cloud Optimizer. Get a free assessment and find out how much you can save by going to cloudoptimizer.com. Go to cloudoptimizer.com for your free assessment. That's cloudoptimizer.com.
Here's the thing that you need to know about media and journalism. And I know I talk about media and journalism a lot, and I know that it is low-hanging fruit when you're a conservative that is operating outside of the mainstream media. It's low-hanging fruit to talk about how corrupt and incompetent the mainstream media is. But this is what I need you to understand about them. Media and journalism is historically made up of liberals and Democrats. These people, whether it's CNN, whether it's MSNBC, whether it's the Huffington Post, whether it is NBC News, whether it's any of these places, they don't see their job as reporting the news. They don't see their job as asking questions. They don't see their job as giving voice to real issues and the voices of real people in America. They see their jobs as protecting Democrats and liberal interests. Now, this was exposed to me during my years in the mainstream media. I worked in the mainstream media for years. I worked at Yahoo News. I worked at CNN. I worked at NBC News. I did my graduate degree at Columbia University Graduate School of Journalism. I know how this stuff works. When I was in the mainstream media, and one of the reasons that I decided to transition out of working in mainstream, and this was really even before I was a conservative, I was just an independent thinking person. You are supposed to, when you're working in the mainstream media as a producer, as an on-air talent, as a multimedia journalist, whatever it is, you are expected to toe the woke line. There is zero diversity of opinion in any of these places. Not the Times, not CNN, not MSNBC, nothing. There's no diversity of opinion. If there is a diversity of opinion, and if you're like, say, Barry Weiss of the New York Times, and you're somebody that is a conservative, you will be ran out of there. The media industry is filled with the unimpressive children of privilege, content enough with family money that they can take the pennies the media industry offers with the smug satisfaction, knowing that they really work for Democrats to protect the quote-unquote greater good. To most Americans, and to a lot of thinking people, whether you be left, right, independent, whatever in between, if you are thinking, if you have a brain in your head, and you're not listening to whatever it is that Joy Reid wants you to think at any given moment, this was exposed during the Trump years. Because what you saw during the Trump years was the naked partisanship of these people be completely exposed. You saw them exposed as liars. You saw the coziness that exists between Democrat officials and people at media networks like the MSNBCs and the CNNs of the world. So we all saw how this all works. And this was exposed during the Trump years. But now, and this may be one of the most interesting things of this situation that's going on in Afghanistan right now. You have to understand, over this year, we have seen rampant inflation. We have seen this border crisis. We have just seen a complete failure of any kind of real leadership at any level. And I've said this before, as American, you do not want the president to fail, okay? I did not vote for Joe Biden, but I didn't want him to fail. I certainly really did not expect for him to fail this spectacularly. But we have a president that's asleep at the wheel and a vice president that is such a total lightweight, it's shocking that she's even there. And that's just the truth. But with this debacle, the media is actually getting tough on the Biden administration. They are actually asking questions. And there is a very interesting op-ed that came from the New York Post. This is from Michael Goodwin. And this is something that's very interesting. I want you to read this. Or excuse me, I want you to listen to this. He really breaks down how the National Security Advisor, Jake Sullivan, like these people are getting, he's getting grilled. And so this is what Goodwin has to say. Perhaps most worrisome for a Democrat in the White House is that the usual media handmaidens are aggressively poking holes in Biden's preposterous assurances instead of defending him. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan experienced the change of the media winds when he was peppered with a score of tough questions in the briefing room. The consistent theme was serious doubt about the ability and claims of Biden and his team. One questioner captured the spirit by saying the chaos doesn't look like, quote, the result of a competent administration. And then they asked this guy why Biden fled to Camp David after going to the White House for a Monday speech. And you know, if it was up to Joe Biden, if it was up to the people that are propping that man up and shooting him with whatever shot they have to shoot him with, to get him camera ready in order to read a teleprompter for 20 minutes, you know they would have done it from Camp David. You know that they would have Skyped him in. If they could have used that excuse, you know they could have. Just like they Skyped him into, you know, his campaign for president. And as Goodwin says, to be sure, the questions did not come with the tone of personal hostility that was routine during the Trump administration, but compared to the adulation Barack Obama got for his 8 years and the gentle questions Biden got on the campaign trail in the early days of his presidency, this was something new. Finally, the media were showing signs of holding a Democrat responsible for an obvious and tragic blunder. And so the question is, right now, will the media continue to be tough on this administration? Will they continue to ask real questions? It was almost comical, the questions that Biden would get in the earlier days of this administration. It's like, what ice cream did Joe Biden wear? Oh my God, you picked a dandelion up for you. You picked out a dandelion for the first lady, and you have that embarrassment on NPR, Yamiche Alcindor, something. But you have that embarrassment when she said, President Biden does the image of you around the world as somebody that is compassionate and emotional have to do with the surge of immigrants that we're seeing show up at the southern border? Guys, this stuff is embarrassing. If I proclaimed to be a journalist, I would never be so sycophantic to an administration. But the media is getting tough on the Biden administration, and I honestly believe, as the person in me that, you know, is a trained journalist and believed in this industry in some capacity at some point in my life, I hope that they continue to stay tough. I really do. There's going to be, and here's the thing when it comes to media criticism and the kind of media that you consume. And you have to realize that primetime opinion hosts are going to be on the extreme, because extremes are what get ratings. Extremes are what play in primetime. So Joy Reid is going to say this, and Sean Hannity is going to say that, and there's probably an element of BS to all of it, to tell you the truth. But there is an opportunity for the media to actually do some real work. And I think, honestly, if the media starts really aggressively questioning this administration in the same way that they question the Trump administration, they may be on the road to some sort of restoration of the trust that we have in the mainstream media. But I got to tell you, I am hopeful, but not optimistic. Well, you knew it was coming. COVID-19 vaccine booster shots. What you should know and what Trump has to say about this right after the break.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
Hey, this is Vivek Ramaswamy. The media has systematically lied to you. The Hunter Biden laptop story, the origin of COVID-19, the Trump-Russia collusion hoax, or how your money's being spent in Ukraine. Enough already with the lies. No more lies, hard truths only. That's what the Truth Podcast is all about. It's not standard conservative talking points. If you want that, go somewhere else. But if you want the hard truth delivered to you in a way that challenges you and will challenge me intellectually, you're not going to find anything like this on the internet. Subscribe to the Truth Podcast today on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know about you, problematics. I am completely tired of COVID. I am over it. We have been doing this for a year and a half. And what I've seen over the past couple of months is just this botched messaging about the coronavirus, about vaccination, about, you know, you're supposed to wear masks, you know, after you're vaccinated, and then now you're not supposed to wear masks. And even in the condo building that I live in, now they want people to wear their masks, even if they've been vaccinated. It's all been butchered. It's all been botched, right? And so now, after all of this stuff, after a year and a half of fear-mongering, mixed messaging, confusion, from Tony Fauci and pretty much everyone else, now we are seeing them starting to promote booster shots. And this is what the Surgeon General and Fauci, Surgeon General Vivek Murthy, this is what he has to say about this. This was in a briefing that he did for reporters. He said, having reviewed the most current data, it is now our clinical judgment that the time to lay out a plan for COVID-19 boosters is now, said U.S. Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy in Wednesday's briefing to reporters. In the same briefing, President Biden's chief medical advisor, Dr. Fauci, Tony Fauci, I don't think we should. That was my Tony Fauci is bad. But anyway, so Fauci pointed to data showing antibody levels against the coronavirus declining over time and that higher levels of antibodies may be required to protect against the Delta variant. He said, our top priority remains staying ahead of the virus and protecting the American people from COVID-19 with safe, effective, and long-lasting vaccines, especially in the context of a constantly changing virus epidemiologic landscape. They'll continue to follow the science on a daily basis and we're prepared to modify this plan should new data emerge. Blah, 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 blah. Womp, 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 womp. When I first read about this stuff, my first thought was this. Big Pharma has gotten a hold of some of that sweet, sweet government money, and they're not letting it go. And you have to think about this. You have to think about the amount of money that Big Pharma is making from these COVID-19 vaccines. And the vaccines don't cost anything. You can get it for free anywhere. And of course, nothing is ever free. It's all about taxpayer monies because Big Pharma has a direct line or a new direct line because Big Pharma is getting a lot of money from the government in a lot of different ways, but they're getting all of this government money now from these coronavirus vaccines. And they do not want to let this go. And so after a year and a half of fear-mongering about this thing and driving everybody completely crazy, we finally got a vaccine. If you want the vaccine, take the vaccine. If you don't want the vaccine, don't take the vaccine. But now they want to have people take booster shots. After 8 months, this is what they're saying. I smell a rat, and I'm not the only one. Trump did as well. And this is what Trump had to say about this to Maria Bartiromo.
I still come back to the idea of a booster shot. I mean, yes, you're right. The vaccines work. We've seen that.
That sounds to me like a money-making operation for Pfizer. Okay. Think of the money involved.
Getting
an extra
booster
shot, that's tens of billions of dollars. How good a business is that? If you're a pure businessman, you say, you know what, let's give them another shot. That's another $10 billion of money coming in. The whole thing is just crazy. You wouldn't think you would need a booster. You know, when these first came out, they were good for life. Then they were good for a year or two, and I could see the writing on the wall. I could see the dollar signs in their eyes of that guy that runs Pfizer. You know, the guy that announced the day after the election that he had the vaccine. But we knew that, and I knew that.
He announced it November 9th. You're right. A few days after the election.
So obviously, look, and I'm intent to agree. I'm inclined to agree with Trump on this. It just, I see the dollar signs in these people's eyes. It seems like a scam. I don't know how long this is going to keep going. I thought that with the vaccines, remember when they told us that when the vaccines came out, we were just going to, you know, the entire world was just going to open and we were just going to be back to freedom and all that stuff again. Well, I have always been in freedom because, like, I have lived in Florida for the past year and some change. This is why people do not trust any of these people. They do not trust the government. They do not trust the people that have been pushing coronavirus fear-mongering on us for the past year and a half so that they can get political power. And they do not trust the quote-unquote science. So remember the science. Yes, yes. The party of men can get pregnant wants you to always trust. They say they trust the science. Very interesting. But I don't trust any of it. Honestly, I really don't. And this is not medical advice for you guys. Do what you want to do with your own body. But the goals have shifted so drastically and so many times over the past year and a half, it makes my head spin. It confuses me. It angers me. It frightens me. It infuriates me. And I promise you that a lot of Americans probably feel the same way that I do about this, that this is starting to seem like more and more of a scam. If you want the vaccine, take the vaccine. If you do not want the vaccine, do not take the vaccine. If you took the vaccine and you want the booster shot, take the booster shot now, take it every single year, do whatever you want to do with it. But don't think that there is any point in time in the foreseeable future when this is over. Because these people, there is now too much wrapped into this coronavirus hysteria for, I think, for it to ever be over. And that makes me sad. It makes me worried. It makes me angry. And it makes me fearful for our future. Before we go, I want to thank my fellow problematics so much for listening. If you're enjoying the show, please leave us a review and rate us with 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. And to hear more of my episodes and to get my weekly newsletter, please go to Gingrich360.com/Rob. You can also find me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Rob Smith Online. Special thanks to our producer, John Cassio, researcher Aaron Kliegman, and executive producers Debbie Myers and speaker Newt Gingrich, part of the Gingrich 360 Network.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2.
We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.